Hey guys, I'm Tay.
And I'm Chloe.
And you're listening to Jade's World. Hey guys, welcome back. We are officially on episode 4, and this is our long-awaited Tequila Tay episode.
I feel like we've been talking about this since we started
doing this was like the first idea, and our Miami trip has been, a year ago almost now?
No, literally.
And we're finally talking about it, but this whole episode is all things Miami, and we're going to meet some special friends of ours who went on the trip with us. And it's just going to be all fun party vibes on this episode today. So to get into that vibe and to just start you guys off, we have a remix of my song called Where You At by Mark and Tony.
That was the Where You At remix by Mark and Tony. Gets us in the Miami vibe right away.
Definitely is bringing me back to Cascade.
For sure, for sure. So again, we wanted you guys to meet Jackie and Nick. So we were able to sit down and talk to them all about their artistry, all about the Miami trip, all about what they're doing now. We're so excited for you to meet them.
So here is Jackie and Nick.
Hey guys, so we are so excited to announce that we have Jackie and Nick in the building.
We're here.
Yes.
A pleasure to be here.
Welcome to Jade's World.
If you guys saw our setup right now, it's very...
You just don't want
it's cozy.
Okay, so obviously everybody's heard the name Jackie. Everyone's heard the name Nick.
We've been teasing Tequila Tay since the very start.
Oh my gosh. I know. What do we do? That's so much pressure.
I think we recorded our first one in like March, and now it's what, August? Miami was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. It lives on, though.
It feels like yesterday.
No, I was talking to Chloe the other day, and I said, the vibes have not been right since Miami.
They really
like, we peaked, and then I've just been kind of like...
No, that's so true.
We did peak there.
No, like, everyone, like, left it all in Miami. How did Tay meet Nick and Jackie?
Well, first I met Jackie. It was my first day OC hit, and I'm so nervous, and I'm sitting in the little lobby with my mom because I couldn't drive yet because I think I was like 14, 15. But you come out, and you're like, I need to pee. And I was like, I need to pee too. So we go to the bathroom together, and we start bonding in the bathroom. And instantly, we like clicked, and I was like, I love her. I'm like staying forever. And then, yeah.
I love that.
I remember that year, we had that show, like the little live performances in the movie theater outside, and that's where I met Nick for the first time. I think you guys were first starting to date then, and I just was like awkward. I was like, hi.
Hi.
Because I was like so like young too, so I was like, even more shy. Yeah. And then I think the next time I met Nick too was at the Christmas party, but I feel like we didn't really like talk until Miami. Yeah. That's when I really got to know Nick.
Yeah. Nick talked to Michelle at the Christmas party.
But still, Christmas party, I was still shy. Either like it's like me and Jackie where we just like click like that, or it's like we got to meet a couple times like with Nick and I where we like.
And Tay was my first client ever. And then from Tay, I grew from her to like 30 people over the course of like 2 years or something like that, consistent. And then it just kept growing and growing. So she was like my first client who actually stuck with me and was loyal to me. Yes. And here we are today. So it's actually in
like 6 years later.
Yes.
That's actually crazy.
It really did change my voice. Like, I was listening to our first song we ever wrote together, Wasted.
Oh my God.
Didn't know how to control my voice whatsoever.
Right.
And now it's like so different.
Yeah. I mean, you helped me teach that though, I think, you know, even though you were my tester. Yeah. You were my little tester bunny. You were definitely my tester bunny. As much as I taught you, you think you taught me a lot too with everything. So. Here we are.
It's
getting mushy. Are you guys okay?
I'm back. I think I met Jackie. I don't even know the first time I met you. Like, I don't remember, like, my initial meet. I just know I met you when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, like, a song with you randomly.
Yeah. It was, like, the same situation.
No, but it was so funny because the only thing I remember doing is her being like, oh, my gosh, I'm starving.
Hey, why?
And we literally went through a drive-thru. We went through a drive-thru in our hour session.
That is literally my life. I have to pee, Jackie. And I'm hungry.
She was like, let's go get some food. I was like,
okay. We did, didn't we?
And we did. No, we did.
What we got?
I don't even remember, but I just know.
Did you get something?
I was probably so skinny. But I ate probably like your fries or something.
Oh, love that. Okay.
You know what I mean? I was like fake skinny, and then I was like, wait, we should do fries.
We should do, okay, love that.
It was just like an easy, you know how Jackie is. It's so easy to just be comfortable with Jackie.
Babe, am I easy?
I love that you guys think she's easy.
This is a great approach.
Yeah, that's
good. I love this perspective.
Easy is cute.
Yeah.
What was our like first ever meet? Because obviously I was close to Jackie.
But first I don't remember ever. The first time.
I just feel like I've known you forever.
Chloe. I know.
I don't feel like there's no start date. You know what
Nick,
I mean?
It's like,
oh God, there's no start, no end.
It really is. I'll find Nick.
So now that you've met Jackie and Nick, here's their first single, Tokume. Me gusta cómo te mueves. Ven a mí, tócame.
wanna get down with ya. I can't explain the feeling that I found in ya. I wanna stay and go another round with ya. Know where I stand or looking at the ground with ya. Yeah, yeah. I wanna spend a little more time with ya. Yeah. This way more than just a vibe with ya. Yeah. And if you with it, I'ma ride with ya. So come give me your body. You can call me Papi, siempre, mami. Here we go. Oh, oh. Here we go. Oh, oh.
Tay turned 21 this past year, yes, in February, and or in a session, actually, she was like, I want to do something really big, and I want to do something with you and Jackie, and like, I don't really know what I want to do. And then I think the next week she came in, and she was like, we're going to Miami.
Oh, yeah, I said Miami because I was like, Vegas is like too trashy for me.
Yeah. She's like, it has to be big. I'm turning 21. I was like, no, it has to be huge. And then she was like, we're going to Miami. Figure, like, set the dates. And she was like, figure it out in your schedule.
Yeah, but we've been talking about your 21st yes. birthday for years.
Like, it's the
like,
topic.
Like, yeah. And it was Vegas, obviously, for a minute. We were like, oh, my God, Vegas. And then we were like, no. Like, the closer it got to it, we were like, no. Not.
I go to Vegas like all the time because my family lives there. So right. It's just like I've literally done everything in Vegas except for go to the clubs, and it's just not. I hate Vegas.
In that moment, we called Marissa, and she was in the shower naked.
Yeah, she was in. Marissa literally always answers the phone when she's in the shower.
Why are you naked?
She always answers the phone when she's in the shower.
And Mari had probably hadn't talked in like 6 months.
Yeah.
She's like, hey. She's like, oh, like literally like. She just thought I was calling her, like, to rant. Yeah. And I was like, no, like, I have big news.
We're going to Miami. I have big news.
We're literally going to Miami. And then I think we told Jackie, and then we...
But then we get to Miami, and I need to hear everybody's side of the story. Like, how did this trip unfold for everyone?
So what time did we show up at, like...
5 in the morning.
5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you guys got there at 5.
Did we even sleep? Oh, yeah.
We did not sleep. Mari was knocked out when we were leaving. Tay and I are, like, vibing. I'm like, yeah, I'll get the steak. Mari didn't sleep. So we're, like, in the humidity. Yeah. Like, everyone was just tired. It was not the vibe.
Yeah.
Then we get to this house. Moose...
Because the house was insane.
The craziest house.
Well, after lunch, we went back to the room, and Tay was, like, still hype. Like, she was still hype, remember? And me, you, and Marissa went into the room to take a nap. And you put on meditation music, and Marissa was in her on her side of the bed because she hates to cuddle. And so I was like, in closed bed because I was in... Me and Nick had a room. I was in closed bed, and Chloe comes over, and she, like, starts to cuddle me. And then and I'm looking out the window, and I just see the rain falling. I see the rain falling, and I'm like,
I think we're in love.
We're in love. And then Marissa, we were like, Marissa, do you want to come over here?
I was
here?
Like, Marissa, it's really warm.
You want to come?
And she was so uncomfortable. And then Tay walks in with shots.
So I'm getting my hair and makeup done, and then I look over. Nick's like hanging out with my dad.
Yeah, we were partying. Yeah, me and John and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm getting my hair and makeup done with my mom, and then...
And we're trying to sleep. Like, literally, I tell you, we're all exhausted.
I wanted to be ready. I wanted to be ready for the night. I knew what I had to give you, and I just wanted to be prepared.
And so I come in with like all the shots, and I was gonna come in and be like really loud and like wake you guys up, but then you guys like had the meditation music on, and you were so peaceful. I felt so bad.
At that time, me and Chloe and Maddie were crying laughing because it was just like we were in the bed trying to nap, but we were just like laughing because it was just so funny, like what was happening.
It was just Mari's like discomfort in the room, like.
Bailey's, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This one, I think, is my favorite thing
that
we
my
did.
Favorite night. That
like,
was my favorite night.
Over any of the clubs. Like, I liked the clubs, but Like, I like the Bailey's because it was like a club, but it was like also dinner.
But we were eating a great food.
It was crazy. I was so embarrassed though, because I said, just do not want the bottle service girls coming over with signs and like making a whole spectacle. But this one was worse because they shut down the music. And then all of a sudden the WWE music comes on. Dun, 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 dun.
They said Rocky. Biggest night of the year. Biggest night of the year.
The literal DJ had to stop his set. Like, yeah. Stop the set.
And Taylor every Jane. Single worker, like, everyone is coming over with smokers and the little whatever, the lights, signs. They're coming over with the champagne.
It was epic.
Everyone loved it except for me.
I loved it.
I ate it up. I have so many videos of that moment.
I just wanted to put my head down, and I was so embarrassed. It.
And then, you were living that.
Yeah, we went to Story.
Oh, we went to Story the first night. Story was really cute.
That one was fun.
But Liv was... Yeah.
That one was because I didn't like that the table was like in the balcony, so we were like separate. But then I was like, I want to be down with the people, I want to go dance in the crowd. But then you try to get through and everyone's like,
no. And they like escorted you back immediately. Yeah. They were like, John Lynch does not like you down here.
You were like, I'm gonna go down there. And then you were like, actually
no, I walked down the stairs and then I was like, I can't like push through. So then I went back up, and then that's when I tried to get the lights guy, thinking he was a DJ, like Cascade's assistant, to like get him to play Tinashe.
So we're in, what's the name of that first?
Story.
Story. And we have our little booth and we're drinking, and Tequila Tay is in the zone, and she...
This is like full peak. I'm blacked out.
She, if you know Tay, she loves Tinashe. That's her artist. That's her girl. And so she... At Wow Cascade, the world-renowned DJ, is doing a set, is yelling over to him and his people, play some Tinashe. Now, he's so far, and he has headphones on, he has no idea we're there, but she's yelling to the guy next to him, who she thinks has control over the sound. The guy she's talking to and yelling at, who he keeps making eye contact with her, is the light guy. So he's like controlling the lights, and she's like, play Tinashe, and he's like nodding his head.
He loves her.
He thought she was just like hollering at him, but he was in the zone. He's like, oh yeah, I got a groupie going, like. But all she wanted to do was hear Tinashe.
No, but remember, he would start flickering the lights, and Tay would like gas him up. She'd be like, yeah, and he'd point to the lights, like, I did that. Yeah, like, you like that?
I like then realized he was the light guy, and then I turned to like probably Jackie, and I was just like, I just like feel like he's probably so underappreciated, so I feel like it's like nice to give him attention. Like, this probably he never gets it.
Tay could not, like, the entire night. Like, if you were like, Tay, dance with me, she would turn around immediately and look at him. Like, this was like a connection that I've never seen.
And the whole night was about him at that point.
And I think that if you don't understand, like, you're like, why does it matter? Like, this happened for hours. Like, these are like for an hour and a half to 2 hours straight. She's yelling, play Tinashe, and like expecting that it's gonna happen.
So then we get in the car, we're in an Uber. Go through McDonald's, and by this point, like, I don't think anyone's coherent.
I don't remember any of this except for
we went to McDonald's, so that's where she was at. We're on the freeway in this huge ass like Uber black, and Tay's just like I don't, she wasn't there. Like, Tay checked out.
But she was so classy. She was like, he needs to pull over. She looks at me.
Yeah, so she's going to throw up. She needs the Uber driver to pull over. Now, the Uber driver doesn't speak English. That's the problem. So we're on the freeway, and Mari starts translating, like, telling him to, senor.
Everyone was so calm. Like, Tay turned and was like, it was so clean the way it happened.
Such a classy throw.
I think we've all been there before, that we just knew how to handle it.
No, 100%.
I was just like, okay, yeah. It's routine. Yeah.
And that's a good thing. Sorry, not to be gross, but I'm very good at holding in my vomit. I'm not one to just like projectile.
But it was so sweet how she said it. And we were like, oh my God.
Perfect. No, but actually, just like as a B story to everything that's going on. So Mari and I are in the back seat. Jackie and Tay are in the second seat. Nick is in the front. Nick is trying to hype Tay up and play Tinashe.
Yeah, so I finally get a chance to play Tinashe. I'm blasting it in the speakers.
Oh my God, yeah.
Looking back, like, Tay, is this what you needed?
And I told him, I was so mad at him. I was like, stop right now. Like,
he's
stop.
He's like, bussing on the, hey, babe, lighten up.
I was so mad at him. I was like, stop it. Like, she's literally, her eyes aren't open. And he was like, stop it, babe. Like, it's time.
So when she's throwing up on the side of the road, Tinashe was playing.
You're welcome.
Saturday was just a pool day. I wanted it to be like a boat day, but I'm so glad that we didn't do that, or we couldn't get the boat or something, because I would have literally been, that would have been terrible. Yeah, on the boat. Oh, literally. I would have been dead. Right. Well, yeah, we first went to, what's the restaurant with all the weird Barton things? G. Barton G. I was dead. I was trying not to throw up the whole time.
Tay hated that dinner. I remember that.
You did. But remember she ordered the filet mignon, even though she wasn't feeling good. Yeah. She ordered the most expensive thing on the menu and the biggest thing on the menu.
She's like, I'm not that hungry,
I think I got a lychee martini or something.
Tay, I would throw up. Okay, so Tay, right before we were leaving Barton G, she was like, let's just not go to Liv. And we all look at her and we're like, Tay, like...
Did I say that?
Yes. You did. You didn't want to go.
You literally were like, let's just go back.
After Barton G, you were like, movie night.
And we're like,
I know, we're in Miami.
There's no way in hell. Like, actually, that can't happen. Like, this is your 21st. We're not going to remember this.
She said movie night. That's what got me.
And then we dragged your ass. Literally.
That just is an epitome of me. It's just,
you know what brought us back to life at Liv?
Don Julio.
Don Julio and Red Bull.
Red Bull, yeah. Red Bull brought me back to life. And I feel like Liv was like, for at least for me, it was like chill, but just like fun. Like
I loved Liv.
Liv was so epic.
DJ was like terrible, and my parents were like,
your parents hated the transitions.
The transitions are, this guy's awful.
He's giving prom.
I wish again we had video, because I want to put the video of when Chloe and I are getting hyped, because like the beat's about to drop. We're like getting excited. Oh, and then right, I don't even remember what song it was. It was probably like the one song that was like, ding, 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 ding. Like the one, like the random
crazy frog.
Yeah. Yeah. Face was just like,
I literally was like, you know what? I'm still gonna vibe, but this is crazy.
Yeah.
So now we should get into all things music.
So this next song is called Better Work by King, the girl group that Jackie is a part of, exclusively on House of Jade.
It's King in this bitch, and we make it look easy. Uh-oh. Hard hitter, street killer, the type of ice that make your girl get sicker. Risk quitter, go getter, the type of man that make you wanna leave your nigga. Eight figures, big spender, show you what it's like, fuck with a winner. And if you with us, let me hear ya. Hey. I know that you want it, babe. I know that you really want it, babe. Yeah, yeah. Know that you want it, babe. I know that you really want it. But if you really
is a part of a girl group, and we would want to hear all the ins and outs.
We did an open call during COVID, I guess, so like 2019, and then we had some people come and go, and development. It was just full on artist development from that point. Lorianne Gibson is our mentor, and all things creative. She is the queen and the king of this business, so we're under the best care. And she put together this girl group, and we've been in development ever since. And last Thursday, a week ago, was our first performance, which was insane after 3 years of development. And that was amazing. We performed two of our original songs. And we
cover
first was a cover. We did a week SWV cover, and then we did our first single CYL, and then our second single that just came out last month, Gotta Work. So it was amazing performing those and being on stage and connecting the movement to the vocal, to the performance energy.
All that development, like the clips I've seen and stuff, like really, like, you didn't look like you were just like singing and dancing, you know, it's like artists up on the stage.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, we feel it too, you know, so it's like, there's just so, it's so different watching. You know, you see, like, Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, like, all of the, like, icons of the past, like, Madonna. Like, you watch them, and you're like, that's development, you know?
No,
like,
that took years.
They really worked. And, like, you know, not to compare, not to talk down on any artists today, but there's just not enough artist development in the industry.
Yeah. And it's all more about throwing out the singles and throwing out the streams and
social media.
Yeah. And all of that is so important, but it's like, to sustain and endure this industry long term, you need development. Cause singing and dancing go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if it's like labels or what, just because everything nowadays with TikTok, like, in general, just things trend and like come and go. So it's like kind of with artists, it's just like someone peaks, like Lil Nas X, for example, he was like crazy everywhere, and now, like, I mean, he's still there, but like, not like, you peak for like 2 seconds and then it's like,
and that's what I'm telling you, like, this girl group's gonna be worldwide.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be Spice Girls, it's gonna be beyond that, it's gonna be beyond all of that. And so that's why the development is important to sustain,
because you're building off of a foundation.
Exactly.
You didn't just build off of singers or
like, well, also too, you need that connection with like you and the other girls too.
Yeah.
And that relationship is huge.
And that's like one of our biggest things, is what we're fighting for, and what we stand for is, like, people always say that girls can't be friends, girls can't stay together, girls don't support girls. It's like, women support women and women love other women. And yeah, girl groups break up all the time, and yeah, we're not going to be together forever. We'll break out and do whatever, but we're not gonna break up.
Yeah,
exactly. we're gonna do a reunion tour the next year. Like, exactly. Like, that's the thing. Like, and that's what we're breaking. The stigma we're breaking is girls don't last. It's like, yeah, we do, and we'll show you how we do, because it's bigger than us. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than your ego.
Yeah,
it's forever. So
it was interesting, like, just how you said it too. You were like, girls can't support, and then you switch the wording, and then you said, but women support people. Yeah. And I think that that's such a huge lesson too. This industry is just full of like so much evil that I think people just naturally turn against each other. Like, whether you're a single artist, a group artist, a producer, whatever.
And they don't understand that there's a lane for everybody. Exactly. There is room for every single artist. You have to be true to who you are, really. And not everyone, it's just, that's just the honest truth. Not everyone is meant to sell out stadiums. Yeah. If they were, everyone would do it. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is meant to do those things. And right. that is okay. Mm-hmm. You could still make a living and do what you love and inspire people. And right. that's the point of music. We have the goal of arenas and stadiums because we know what we're going for, though. Yeah. You know, and we're for women. We were talking about this the other day, like, the Bible says when two or more gather, miracles happen, mountains move. It's like, we got four. We just know that what we're doing is bigger than us. So girls fight, women fight, everyone fights.
Right.
But we just always are reminded that this is bigger. This, there's more to it than just what we think is right.
No, I love your guys' songs. Thank and you. I listen to them all the time.
They're just like those songs, you know, like, I mean, I wrote CYL with Chloe, Marissa, and Nick in this apartment right here.
On this couch.
We wrote it on this couch right here. Yeah. And I said, I need a song for the girls that is just fun and light and just something different. And it was our first single. And that's amazing.
So here is King's first single, CYL.
don't call till it's midnight. Feels better in the moonlight. Yeah. Baby, I can do this all night. Better when I open my eyes. Be the bag when I want to. You got something on the side like I want to. Not the minivan, baby, it's a run through. It's a motherfucking run through. Sweet sis with an attitude. I don't wanna come off real, real rude, but I always keep it real with you. I'm on my body, hair done, my nails real nice.
YouTube right now.
Yeah, so go check them out.
Yeah, the name's King, K-I-I-N-G.
And then King. Your Instagram at is King is female.
King is I-Z.
I-Z.
Female.
K-I-I-N-G.
And then find them on there YouTube. You That's where you'll find all the videos. All the singles. On YouTube.
Subscribe. Instagram handle. All of it is the same. King is yes. Female.
What about you, Nick? You're quiet over there. How did you get into music and your journey?
I mean, I started out playing like instruments. I played the drums when I was 6. So that's where my foundation came. And then from that started like actually playing in the church, like sanctuary. You know, and then from that, I was like, you know, rapping on my own beats, like on my own drums, and started putting that together. And then it came a point where that's like all I was doing. And so, you know, every kid when they're in high school and they're graduating high school, it's like, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do? And everyone's going off to college. And that wasn't my route. And so I went to school to be in audio production, so be a producer. And so that's what I did. Got my bachelor's degree in audio production, started producing music on my own, rapping, putting out albums, mixtapes, all that kind of stuff. Then moved out here and kind of continued doing that. You know what I mean? That's always been a part of what, like from the time I was like 5, 6 years old, playing the drums to now, it's just always been what I love to do. Mm-hmm. And I've been surrounded by it. Like my whole life.
And too. We've been waiting. So when's the next release?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's my next question.
When's the demo? What's
this one song that is so special? And I will literally make him play it for you, Tay, because you need to hear it. But it's amazing. And Nick is amazing. And I think I relate to Nick a lot in the way that we overthink and like we want things to be perfect. And there's a rollout and visual. And there's so many elements to being an artist. But
and I want to hear it.
I'll always make music. That's the thing. Like every time, always writing, always doing something like creative. But yeah, in terms of putting it out, there's like always that part of you that, yes, you want it to be perfect and you want it, especially when you're like, you can put out a single and you can put out a song, like, you know, and there doesn't have to be any context or anything, but when you're putting out projects, that's what I love to do. I love to put out a collective project.
A work of art.
A work of art that really, like, mm-hmm. lets you peek behind the curtain into, like, who I am, what I believe, you know, what drives me, what I can give to help other people. Yeah. And so, and you're talking about No Patience. I know the song you're talking about. You love that song. And that's going to be a part.
Baby, logo faster.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait.
Kosuvia remix.
That's my favorite.
In terms of, like, a project, I have so much music that is collected that I need to put together. And I'm going to. It has to all be
divine timing.
It has to be a perfect picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that concludes episode 4, Tequila Tay on Jade's World. Huge thank you to Nick and Jackie for being a part of this. Also wanted to tell you guys to download the House of Jade app now, create a profile, and join our community. Don't forget, it's Jade's World. Jade's World.